Hi, welcome to the Office Dev Show, the only show that's focused on developing on the Office 365 platform. I'm your host, Richard DeZeriga, and in this show, we're going to look at working with webhooks and the Microsoft Graph. So webhooks are a fantastic way to get notified by Office 365 when things occur in those services. So maybe it's a new mail message, or maybe a contact that's deleted, or maybe an event that's been modified on your calendar. These are all types of things that I can be notified by using webhooks in near real time. And so there's a lot of detail and documentation around webhooks. If you go to the Graph, Microsoft Graph site under documentation, on the V1 reference, we have all the things that are in production in the Microsoft Graph, and one of those is webhooks. So you can go find all the detail on how to establish a subscription and actually start getting notified through the Microsoft Graph when things occur. Now, there's a lot of detail there. It can get complex. And so what I thought I would do is really break it down into kind of the simplistic form of what happens when you establish a subscription and how you work with the data. And then we'd actually go code it. So to simplify that, I have just one really quick slide here I'm going to throw up on the screen. And what this is, you know, first of all, you're going to start with the Microsoft Graph. I mean, that's where it kind of backs all the great detail and data that Microsoft has. So it, you know, backs things like Outlook.com and Exchange Online and SharePoint and OneDrive and really many, many services. And so that's what we're going to use as the API layer to be able to get data and even get these kind of notifications coming from the service. What you need as a developer is you need some sort of webhook endpoint. And what that is a REST endpoint that the Microsoft Graph can post data into. Now, in order for it to post data into that endpoint, it's gotta be internet accessible, right? There's no sort of like private tunnel we're gonna give you between the Microsoft Graph and your endpoint. And so it does need to be out on the internet. This tends to cause a little bit of a challenge for a developer, but there are great tools that allow you to get around this so that you can use localhost during development, and we'll look at some of those. Now, the process for actually establishing a subscription occurs as followed. The first thing is your application is going to post some details to the Microsoft Graph subscription endpoint. So here's that post, and the details are going to include things like what it is I want to subscribe to. What do I want notifications on? Is it contacts? Is it calendar? Is it, you know, mail? Is it files maybe? And then the second part is in how do I want to get notified? Is it when things are created, modified, deleted? And so those are two of the really important details. The third really critical detail that I'm going to post is what my endpoint is. Where can the Microsoft Graph send all this data? As soon as I post this, the Microsoft Graph needs to validate that endpoint, that webhook endpoint that I've provided as part of my detail. It needs to say, hey, is this actually going to accept posts from me? And so what it's going to do, this is a completely separate thread. This isn't a response to your post. This is an entirely new kind of thread that occurs here, is that the Microsoft Graph is going to then, it's going to post to your webhook endpoint with a validation token. And all you need to do is immediately send that back with a status of 200. So that's kind of this third part here, is you're going to, has to be within about 10 seconds or it times out, but you need to send back that validation token in the body and send a status of 200. Once that occurs, your original thread where you actually posted to establish a subscription, it will finally respond and it'll say, hey, here are the subscription details. You have a successful subscription established. From there, the Microsoft Graph will start sending data on your endpoint based upon how that criteria that you set, you know, the type of data that you want, and you know, is it based upon a create, update, or delete? So here's what happens when one of those criteria is met. So let's say that you want to know about new mail in your inbox. You get a new piece of mail. Microsoft Graph is going to post to your webhook endpoint when that event occurs. It's going to post some data. Now, as soon as you get that data, as long as it's all good, what you want to do is respond back with a 202, which is accepted. If you don't respond back with a 202, the Microsoft Graph is going to retry. It's going to keep trying to send this data, and you might end up getting duplicate processing on your end. So definitely send back a 202. As soon as you send back the 202 and you've captured the notification data, you're basically done with the webhook. At that point, you can do anything you want. Now, the data that it's going to post to your endpoint isn't like the full entity. For instance, if it's mail created, it's not going to send you the entire mail message. It's going to send you like details of how to get to it, like the ID of the mail message. And so at that point, it's your job as a developer to say, well, maybe there's some additional queries I need to perform. So in this case, the graph has sent, posted some data to my endpoint. I've responded with a 202. I might need to go perform like a get, say, hey, go get me the new item, or go get me the updated item. And again, the Microsoft Graph then would respond to that Microsoft, that query accordingly. So that's the entire process. It's really not that complex. There are a lot of talking back and forth, but this is something that we can develop pretty quickly for you today. And so what we're gonna do is actually build this in a Node.js application. Now, I'll make sure in the show notes we have links to samples that are both Node and .NET based. So there's some really good samples that are out there. We're just gonna happen to use Node today. All right, so I already have kind of a starter project set up. There's not a whole lot going on here. It's very simple. In fact, if you saw our show on developing with the Microsoft Graph and Node.js, this is kind of almost the exact same application. It just shows contacts. This is just gonna display contacts. What we're gonna do is modify this to be alerted when new contacts are created. So let's do that here. Actually, let me just run it as is just to show you the application. So we'll go ahead and launch it. Go to another browser. And when I go ahead and press play, you can see it displays my contacts. And so we're gonna modify this now so that like a subscription can get established. Now the first and kind of most important thing is we need a webhook endpoint. So the first thing I'm gonna do as a developer is set up that webhook endpoint. Now this is going a little bit further from being a Node. This is an Express application. So I already have a controller for contacts. And so if I go under here to routes, here is my contacts controller. And there's really not a whole lot going on here. I just have one route, and that's just the a get on the root of the route, which is gonna display the contacts. That's all we have. But what I can do is set up a new route for our webhook endpoint. And so that's what I'm gonna do here. We're gonna set up a new one, and this is gonna be a post to our webhook REST endpoint. And because it's a post, I need to change this from a get to a post, but that's basically what we need. That's well, I need one more thing. I need to specify its path of webhook. There we go. So now anything that comes in as slash, as a post to slash contact slash webhook is gonna hit this endpoint. Now your endpoint is gonna be used in two ways. If you paid attention to my slide, first, there's part of the whole handshake of setting up a subscription where the Microsoft Graph is going to try to validate this endpoint. So we need to handle first that case of validation. And so what we'll do is just a quick check here, and on the request, we're going to look at the request and we're going to say, hey, if there is a validation token present, then this is the validation handshake. And if you recall, we need to do two things here. One is we need to respond with a status of 200. So let's just do that here. We'll do a response.status of 200. And then the other thing is I need to send back the validation token in the body. So we'll just do that here, a response.send. And we'll simply tack on this validation token when we send our response back. And I didn't copy it. We'll do that one more time. There we go. So that is the entire handshake. Now we need the other way that this endpoint is used. The other way this is used is when we're actually getting notifications. And so the else here is basically going to be to do handle notifications. And I'll just put a breakpoint here. But at some point I need to say response dot status of a 202. I need to send a 202 back once I'm done with the data that comes. But ultimately that's what we need for our endpoint. That endpoint for the most part is done. Now, there's more that I would want to do here, and that's why I put a to-do of handling the notifications as they come in. But this is enough for us to test that this whole process works. We can put a breakpoint here and actually see things coming in as new contacts are created. Awesome. So the next thing we need to do is in our form or our page, we need to maybe modify it to actually create the subscription. And so what I'm going to do is let's zoom out. This is using handlebars. So I already have a context view here with handlebars. So you can see just a really simple table, and we're looping through the contacts and displaying them. At the very bottom, I'm going to add a form. And our action is going to be back to contacts. So we already have a get for contacts. What we're going to end up doing is setting a new one of type post. So let's do that here really quickly, just so we don't forget. So let's go back over here to our contacts, and we already have our get. Let's create the post version of this. So this is going to be a post, and it's going to be a router.post. Same endpoint, just one is a get, one is a post. All right. So inside of this form, let's maybe do something kind of dynamic. Let's maybe check to see if we already are connected through a subscription. If so, just give maybe a little notification that says, hey, you're listening for new contacts. Otherwise, let's provide a button to create that subscription. So what I'm going to do is use a little bit of handlebar syntax. I'm going to say if connected. And if we're connected, what I'm going to do is output maybe just like a little alert on the screen. And since we're using Bootstrap here, I like these little alerts that Bootstrap uses. So that's what I'm going to use in our application. We'll zoom back in here. So I just have this simple little alert, and I'm going to say, good news, you are listening for new contacts. The alternative of this is, we'll just put a unless connected. In this case, we're going to put a submit button. So I'll just put a input here. Its type is going to be a submit button. Let's make it pretty. So I'm going to just give it some Bootstrap classes like button, button primary, and maybe button block. It is going to be, we'll give it a name of button submit, and then its value is going to be create contacts subscription. All right, let's just see if this just works as is. We'll go ahead and I'm gonna just make sure everything's saved. We'll go ahead and rerun. Actually, there's one other thing I need to do here is we have this little connected, this connected variable. We need to return that in our views. To our views. So I'm going to come back here. If you notice, we're already sending a title and our contacts. I'm just going to add an additional parameter here. Let's say when they do a get, the connected is going to be false. And then once they submit, we'll say connected is equal to true. So that's probably not the best logic in the world, but it'll at least look like it's functioning here. So let's go ahead and say save. I'll just rerun this. And we'll come back to our contacts. We should see a button at the bottom. There's our button, and when I say create contact subscription, it should post and come back with our notification that says, good news, you're listening for contacts. Well, we actually aren't yet. Let's go ahead and add some code so that we are listening for contacts. All right, so we have our post, and that's where we're going to add our code. Now, the first thing that I need to do is I need to post data to the subscription endpoint. That's what starts this whole create subscription flow. Now, anytime I talk to the Microsoft Graph, I need to include an access token. It's part of the header. And so I already have some code here for where I'm getting contacts that gets a token. So I'm just going to borrow that. So there's our, we have this little auth helper that's getting us a token. Once I have a token, let's see, did I mess this up? No, we're good. Actually, let me stop this. All right, the next thing we're gonna do is, now that we have a token, we need to set up our payload. So set up subscription payload. Now, there's lots of documentation on this, so we could go grab it. I, for the sake of not having to type it all in front of you guys, is I just put it in a notepad here. So let me just zoom over here and grab this. And I'll explain what's in the payload. This is what we're gonna post to the Microsoft Graph to set up our subscription. So first, you can see there's a change type. This is kind of the CRUD operation we're listening for. Is it created, is it updated, is it deleted? In this case, we wanna know when things are created. The next thing it needs is, what is your notification URL? This is the endpoint, this is our webhook endpoint. Now, I mentioned that this needs to be publicly accessible and we're localhost. So there are lots of tools that you can use to proxy localhost so that you can get to it from the outside. And what we need to get to it is the Microsoft Graph. And Microsoft Graph needs to call localhost. And so I don't have any preference here, but I use a little service called Finch. And so in order to run Finch, I need to start this to establish a connection. So let's just go over to Finch, start it up. So it's gonna be listening, Finch is gonna be listening on localhost 3000, and it gives me this kind of temporary domain. So it changes every time, just be aware of that. So I get tiredcar.usefinch.io. So we'll come over here and say tiredcar. And there we have our endpoint for the Microsoft Graph to call into, and they'll be able to access that. The next thing is the resource. In this case is, what do you care about? You said you wanna know about things being created, but what is getting created? In this case, we wanna know about me/contacts. There's lots of details on this, on kind of how to specify the different resources in the documentation. The next thing is the expiration date for your subscription. I am going to hard code this. I know it's probably not the best practice of hard coding this. There are, again, the documentation goes over a lot of detail about how, what the kind of max length is for subscriptions. So I'm just kind of setting this to tomorrow for now, but definitely check out the documentation for that. And then the last parameter that I'm sending in the payload is just some state. I can put any value in here I want. I will say, hello world. It's really up to me to put anything I want in that state. Very similar to things like OAuth, where I can put a state as I send it. All right, with this payload, now I can perform my HTTP post. So I already have a post JSON kind of helper function. And let's look at what this is going to accept. First, it needs our host, which is going to be graph.microsoft.com. The next thing it needs to know is the path. In this case, we're gonna go against /v1.0/ subscriptions, right? This is kind of, we're posting to the subscription endpoint. The next thing I need to provide is our token. So we'll say token.access token. The token that we're getting here, it's actually an entire authentication result. So it has things like a refresh token, has all kinds of details. All I need to provide though is the access token. All right, the next thing is the payload. This actually needs to be a string. We need to stringify it. So we're gonna say json.stringify, and we'll pass in our payload. And then finally, I have a callback here. So we'll say function result. And this is where I would get our data. Now, I'm probably gonna do a bad thing here, is I'm not even gonna pay attention to what comes back on the subscription. What you would typically do here, and I'll just put a little to do, so we'll say to do is save subscription details for user, right? That's probably the best thing to do. We're not building kind of a full application, we're kind of doing a little test here. So I'm just gonna ignore it and assume that that we have established the subscription. So once like all of that is done, once we've established the subscription, then I can return contacts back to the browser. We still need to do that, so we'll just say, again, contacts, get contacts, and then render that. All right, so this is basically a completed application at this point. We've posted to go and establish the subscription. We already have an endpoint that handles the validation part. So you can see here's when the validation token comes in. And then we also have the actual other case of processing the notifications when they come in. So let's zoom out. Let's run this entire thing. I'll go ahead and rerun this. Let's go ahead and go to our endpoint. Now I'm going to put in one additional breakpoint here. I'm going to put it down here so that we can actually see the detail that comes back when we've established the subscription. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and say create subscription. The first thing that should hit is the validation token. There it is. And I need to do this within 10 seconds, but you can see there it is. It's going. We have a validation token, so we send that back in the body. And now, if we look, we have our subscription details. You can see there I have our subscription ID. It sent my state back to me, but we have our subscription ID, and that's what I would end up saving. Now, again, I'm not saving it at this point. We're just assuming that it's there. But in this case, I can go ahead and press play, and our page will reload. We are now listening for contacts. We've established the subscription, and now if I were to create a contact, it should call into our webhook. So let's try this. I'll come out here. I'll add a new contact called Andy Howard. So I'll go ahead and click save. Now this happens almost instantaneous. If you look at watch mail, it's very, very quick. Here it takes maybe just a slight second. So there it is. And if we go back to our code, it should take just one moment, but there it is. We come in, and this time there shouldn't be a validation token because it's an actual notification. In fact, and this might cause it to fail, but if we look at the request body, we can actually see what came in on this. So there's the value, and we can see it's a created item. I get the client state. So again, I can use that client state in unique ways. It tells me the resource here. And then if I look at the resource data, I actually get the ID to the contact. So I could actually, at this point, query the contact. You notice the contact details aren't here. I just have the ID for that contact. But super cool, man. At this point, I could use this to do just about anything that I want. So I'll go ahead and let this finish. And it's coming back to this again because it failed once because I took too long. But I'm going to go ahead and stop this. And so that's basically it. I mean, we've proven the entire flow of creating a webhook subscription and getting notifications called on it. I'm going to do one other kind of scenario. I took this a step further, and I'll make sure we have a link to this in the show notes. But I have one other solution. We'll come here, and I'm just going to update my little endpoint. This one takes it a step further to use sockets. So this uses socket.io to... Whenever we get a subscription that comes in, I'll zoom in here. Here's process the webhook. We're going to send it back. We're going to stream it back to the actual browser to say that the contact has been added. I'm still not going and querying the new contact, but in this case, we at least would see something change in the browser in real time. So let's run this one. Right, and let's just establish the subscription here really quickly. You can see Andy's added. I'll go ahead and say connect. And looks like our webhook created successfully. I had a breakpoint there. All right, so we're listening. So let's go now again and create a new contact. Create one more. We'll call this one Caleb Howard. I'm just going to leave it as is. We'll go ahead and say save. And here in just a second, it should hit our notification endpoint, and there it went. It's sent through sockets to our browser. So we could see it show up possibly in real time by leveraging something like sockets. You can see there, contact added. So I will make sure we have links to the starter project if you want to try to build this on your own like I did on the show here. We'll have links to my completed sample that actually uses the sockets. And even some great samples that are much more elaborate that are available on the Office Dev GitHub repos. So check out all the resources. Look at webhooks. They're incredibly powerful You can do some really amazing things with webhooks in kind of real time as things happen in Office 365. So check it out, and happy coding.